Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Tom Modley, former acting secretary of the Navy, writing most recently a curricula defense about spinning off the Navy. What is it going to look like? It's not only money, but it is a big piece of it is money. Navy has its own budget, but right now it's divided. The pie is divided. It's in one building, the DOD. Do we need a new building? Do we need to move to Pensacola? What is it going to look like, Tom? Let's presume that there's a leadership that understands we're a naval power, and we need to enhance the U.S. Navy's ability to defy the adversaries. Where do we do it? Do we need a new building?
Well, I personally think that they would need to actually leave the Pentagon itself and go somewhere else. Where that building is, I assume it would have to be in Washington. That's the most logical place for it to be.
I'd like it to be in Florida, Tom. Why not?
Okay. There are obviously other places it could go. I don't get all caught up in that in terms of those types of logistics. I think what's more important is that you have a congressional mandate for this, that the Congress has to believe in it, and they have to understand the reasons why. And there have to be very, very strong advocates in the Congress to make this happen, as well as the endorsement of the president. So those are the two most important pieces to this puzzle. And you talked about the Chinese Navy and their size compared to ours right now. It's, to me, it's not so much the current size, it's the trajectory and it's the leading indicators. Their shipbuilding capacity is nearly 250 times greater than ours, and their ability to convert their commercial shipbuilding to wartime shipbuilding, as we were able to do in World War II, we don't have that ability now, but they do. And that is, to me, very, very troubling.
Hybrid warfare. The Navy is dealing with it right now. The piece by Tom Tugendhat, member of Parliament, about the hybrid warfare being practiced by the Russian adversary in the north part of northern Europe. The navies are responding by intercepting. Apparently, you have the power to intercept if you think a ship has been sanctioned or is failing the environmental test. You can do this. This is in a law of the sea. All wonderful. In other words, we have the tools now to do it. Is there a lack of will? I mean, does everybody still think the Navy is a gun battle with whacking away at each other? I mean, how do they think of a naval battle these days?
Well, I think it's obviously very multidimensional, and our forces and our capabilities are multidimensional. The problem that we have is that we saw this particularly in the Red Sea with the Houthis is we have billion-dollar assets that we're trying to protect, and they're using, right, $1,000 weapons to come after them, and to which we're using million-dollar assets to take them out, and that's not sustainable. So we have to think a lot more creatively about those kinds of things. And that's why I think sort of a newly and reinvigorated Department of the Navy outside of the DOD would be allowed to be a lot more creative, a lot more experimental. And so that's another reason why I think it would be a good idea to try and do this.
You had the idea during your time in office of a frigate. They've killed the frigate program. They made it into an Arleigh Burke class, sort of Arleigh Burke light. Is that going to go away if there's a spin off of the Navy? Will that thinking go away? We have about a minute.
Well, I think the key thinking is, you know, and I talk about this in this article, that we need to start thinking a lot differently about things. We should think the opposite of what we did. What we've done over the last 20 years is concentrated more firepower on a smaller number of platforms, more expensive platforms. And we need to think the opposite. We need to think about more platforms, less concentration of power, more distributed forces, the ability to be in more places than others. That was the premise of the frigate, in addition to trying getting something out in the water quickly. The problem was, the original concept for the frigate, which was to use a foreign design, was when it got into the Navy bureaucracy and the NAVC bureaucracy, they changed it so substantially that it was just impossible to build it at the price that we originally wanted to do. So that program's been canceled. There's a new one that's been resurrected, which they're going to try and use the Coast Guard Cutter, the new Coast Guard Cutter, as the core design. But that ship doesn't carry missiles, so they're going to have to do modifications to it. And I'm just hoping that people are paying attention and they don't allow the same thing to happen with this one.
A Ferrari is successful. The U.S. Navy right now, question mark. Tom Modley, former acting secretary of the Navy, running a nuclear defense about make the Navy a Ferrari again. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.